All right, guys, here we are. Our last break of the day on this Thursday. We started off crazy. Let's see how we're going to end up. Thank you to everyone who listens on a daily basis. We certainly appreciate it.
That's 9,272,000 right now. Yep. I'm just letting y'all
we're
know.
We're rich.
9 million. I keep count. 9,272,000 listeners daily.
We're rich in listeners.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Download that free iHeartRadio app, too, so you can hear the best of podcasts of our show. Right. If you missed a moment, we got you.
We love you.
We got you.
All right, Steve.
Love you. 20 years.
Son, you take us out.
Yeah.
Junior, you had asked me something. Yeah, what did you ask me at the beginning of the show?
Well, I really want to know, how do you handle criticism from other people, you know, at your position and everything, and how we should look at handling criticism from other people?
You know what, you all, that's a really good question, because I just adopted this a couple of years now, and it's really, really helped me out with criticism. And the adaptation was just a simple saying that I heard. I don't take criticism from people that I don't take advice from. I stopped doing it. I stopped caring how you feel about me on the internet, and I don't even know you. And what's even more important, you don't even know me. You don't have my cell number. You don't have my best interests at heart. You just criticizing me. And understand something else too, folks. A lot of times people are criticizing you who are not even attempting to do what it is you're even doing. They're making no attempt at it. They're not raising no family. They're not trying to stay together with their husband or their wife. They're not trying to pay these bills together. They ain't joined forces with nobody. They haven't set up in here and tried to defy the odds. They haven't decided to go to school and better themselves. They never decided that they was going to climb the corporate ladder. Nobody put in for that promotion that you put in for. Now, all of a sudden, here they come. They got something to say. They got something to say. You trying to send your child to a different school, a charter school or something, because you don't want them to go down there at school. Oh, you think you better than us. I want better for my children. What is the criticism for? Stop taking criticism from people that you would not take advice from. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, the internet taught me that. The internet taught me. Have you ever noticed a person can post anything? Anything. It can be a purely positive message. If you go down them comments, you'll be stunned. And they will say something about you that's not even pertaining to the subject at hand. And here's the really criticism that you got to be careful of. Stop associating yourself with people who keep trying to hold you to your past. Man, folks, get rid of them people right there, because they are no longer happy with the decision you've made to be better, do better, or want better. So now, the moment they see you doing, trying to be better or wanting more, here they come with who you were. Oh, he's sitting up in here now. I remember that time. That's all over the place. It's all over the internet. Do you know, man, something was positively posted about me, and somebody bought up the fact that I left my family in Cleveland? I was 27 years old. Do you know how many decisions I've made in my life that were really not good decisions, but I made them back at a time when that was the mental capacity I had, and I didn't see, think it all the way? But how'd you go back there, though? You went back 41 years to tell me something I did 41 years ago, so you can negate what you see me doing positive today. Man, please, y'all, be conscious and careful of people in your life who hold you to your past and are there to remind you. Oh, you sitting up in here now talking about you saved. I remember when you used to go to the club Yeah, but God got to save you from something, don't he? Here's another thing you got to be careful of. Be careful of people who are always finding fault with everybody else, but ain't nothing wrong with them. I mean, just got something to say about everybody, but won't. No, no, no. Here's the best one. Here's the best one. Be careful of people who are always the victim of circumstance that they created themselves. I want to thank Bishop Bronner down there in Atlanta for that right there, because that was a game changer for me. I stopped taking criticism from people I don't take advice from. Let me tell you something. If a person doesn't have your cell phone number, they probably really don't know you, if you think about it. Just think about that. If a person does not have your cell number, do they really know you? Most of the people that know you have your cell number. Ta-da! Ain't a magic trick, y'all. Stop taking criticism from people you don't take advice from. That will help you out greatly. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you got something from it. Hey, listen, y'all. The most important thing you can hear today is talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. It don't matter how long, he's available for you. And if you talk to him every day, talk to him some more. I'm finna go talk to him right now.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.